Hello everyone. So today we have set aside some time to talk about our vision at Open Door Church. We often do this in the new year. It's good to share vision because it helps to keep us focused. There are many things that we could say yes to as a church, but being clear on our vision helps us to know what to say yes to and what to say no to, because we can't do everything. Secondly, we share vision because it keeps us together. We are, after all, a community. We're a church family. And so sharing vision helps us to be kind of running together in the same direction. It keeps us connected. And we also share vision because it helps us to measure our progress year on year. And so we will be setting some goals today that we're going to aim for throughout 2022 in the areas that we feel are important for us. And the idea is that we will then be able to look back at the end of the year and celebrate what God has done, those things that have gone well. And also we'll be able to see where there are other things that maybe we need to address going forward. And so what is our vision? Well, at the end of last year, I explained the vision that God has given us and refreshed for us about being church among the people. It's actually something that God said to us in the very early days of Open Door Church in a prophetic word that said this. It said, "I am going to mold you into church, not as you see church, but church that will go out, a church of compassion, reaching out in my love. I will mold you. I will build you. I will make you straight. Your idea of church will be changed. You will be church amongst the people." And we've really felt God bringing that back to the fore for us with a fresh emphasis. And if you missed the Sunday in November, I think it was the 28th when I spoke on this, and I spoke out of Hebrews chapter 10, I want to encourage you to go and find it on our website and listen to it. There were many other prophetic words that were shared as part of that talk with much more explanation. But the thing that I most want to remind you of at the start of what I'm going to say today is this fresh emphasis that we're finding helpful, in that we want to clearly state that we are wanting to be both church and among the people. And so by church, we mean we want to be a community of people who are joined together through our common faith in Jesus, who love one another, who are following him as his disciples in everyday life, and among whom God's spirit, God's presence lives. That's what we mean by we want to be church together. But not only that, we want to be among the people. And this expresses our calling to live alongside others in our town and wherever we go, continually reaching out with the love and the good news of Jesus to those who don't yet know him. Now, of course, this is not a new idea or a new concept that we have come up with. We only have to look at Matthew's account of Jesus inviting those very first disciples to join him to see the vision that Jesus offered them. And that vision involved, firstly, a call to himself. Jesus said, "Come, follow me." And they didn't know Jesus very well at that point, but they seemed to know enough to know that he was special. And the idea of spending time with Jesus, of getting to know him better, of learning and being shaped by him, of having their lives made new by him, appealed enough to them to say, "Yes, I am in." And it was also a vision with a call together. There was a community aspect to it. First of all, Simon, who was also called Peter, and Andrew were called. And then we read about James and John also being called. There was this gathering together, an invitation into community with one another to be part of a group that would grow close relationships, supporting one another, being stretched and challenged together, eating together, laughing together, crying together. And Jesus' encouragement to those disciples and disciples throughout the years has always been to love one another. We read this in John chapter 13, where he says, "Love one another as I have called you, as I have loved you, sorry, so you must love one another." So when we say that we want to be church among the people, where church is this community of people joined together through faith in Jesus, who love one another, who follow him as disciples in their everyday life, and among whom God's presence lives. This is not a new concept. We are simply joining in with what Jesus laid out in the first place. And so for us, the first sort of vision goal that we want to set for this year is around growing together. We want to grow together as disciples of Jesus, loving one another and becoming more like him. And we want to measure this by having at least 120 people in small groups or discipleship groups and 100 stories of deeper devotion, personal obedience, loving one another, life change, and so on. Just as Jesus invited the first disciples to himself and into community together, we still believe that the best model for our own discipleship involves finding others, finding a group who will support and love one another, who can grow together in following Jesus. We're also aware right now that there are many people feeling more disconnected from Jesus and from church. People who've been part of church for many years but are now feeling more disconnected than they have in the past because of the pandemic and maybe because of other reasons. And we know that the best way for that to change is for those people to commit to group life. And so when our next groups launch in February, with our sign up Sunday on February the 6th, we want to aim for 120 people, adults, our youth, and we want to encourage our youth and our kids to do discipleship in similar kinds of ways, to be actively connected into small groups and discipleship groups. And we know that if that happens, more people in this church will feel like they belong. More people will grow up in faith. More people will follow Jesus in every part of their lives. And so first action point for you today is this. Will you commit to being part of a group? Will you commit to being part of a small group, part of a discipleship group? If there's not a group that you like the look of, will you start a new group? Will you gather some people? We need people to get connected into groups because that is a place of community where they can love one another and grow together. And also, as part of this goal, we're saying that we want to more proactively record stories of what God is doing amongst us. We know, don't we, that stories helped us to track and to celebrate God's goodness in our lives. They're an encouragement to ourselves and they're encouragement to others. And so we're going to ask you to let us know the stories of when you decide to devote yourself further to Jesus, when you take steps of obedience, when you demonstrate your love to one another in your groups and in the church. We're aiming to collate at least 100 stories. So for example, it might be that for the first time you have started to read your Bible for 5 minutes every day. It might be that you have chosen to speak to someone about the biggest area of struggle in your life and bring it out into the light. It might be that you've cared together in your group for someone who's been isolated, delivering them food, shopping for them, that kind of thing. It might be a step of obedience, like choosing to be baptized in water. It might be that you've begun to pray out loud in small group meetings and with other people. And for you, that's a step of faith. That's a step of obedience. That's a growing in your discipleship. For others, it might be that you've come along and given our equip nights or our encounter nights a try for the first time. For others, it might be joining a team where you can serve this local church family. And you know, you might think that these are small steps and not worth sharing, and we need to break that lie. Because the truth is that every step that we take to follow Jesus is significant. It's a sign of life. It's a sign of growing towards maturity. And we want to hear and we want to be sharing how the church is growing, how there is life around us. And we want to share many stories publicly. We know that they are an encouragement to other people, and often your story will spur other stories in other people. But also there'll be the option when you send stories in for those option for those stories to be kept behind the scenes, simply recorded as numbers, one of our stories, if you like. You can even send them in anonymously to us if you like. And so to get going with this, we have set up an email address, which is stories@opendoorchurch.co.uk, where you can send in your stories of growth and discipleship. And you'll also be able to send us stories directly through the website. And over time, I'm sure we'll develop other ways of gathering stories from people and telling stories as well. And so we've seen that Jesus called people to himself and together into community right from the start. But the other thing is that right from the start, Jesus gave a call to mission. That call that he gave those first disciples, he said, come follow me and I will send you out to fish for people. You see, mission and evangelism has never been an additional add-on. It's not been an extra that comes later. It's right at the heart, right at the core of what it means to follow Jesus. That call to gather others, to add new people into a growing community has always been at the heart of what it means to be a disciple and to follow Jesus. And we see in this passage in Matthew 4, straight away, the new disciples literally were following Jesus out amongst the crowds. It says, Jesus went throughout Galilee teaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease among the people. And we read in verse 25 that large crowds began to follow him. And our vision of being church among the people goes beyond what I feel is an incomplete picture of church. That picture of just being a community of people joining together through faith in Jesus, loving one another, following him as disciples in our everyday life and among whom God's presence lives. All of that stuff is good, but it's incomplete. And our vision for the church extends to also be among the people. And this expresses our call to live alongside others in this town and wherever we go, continually reaching out with the love and good news of Jesus to those who don't yet know him. And again, this is not new. The very same invite that went out to those first disciples, and even in that passage in John chapter 13, which I read, which is it, we read and it, we often see that's about loving one another. We see that behind that, Jesus' motivation was mission. He says, as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. And so he wants the disciples to love one another so that everyone else looking in can see that this is good and they can get drawn in themselves. There's another story that Jesus told that God has been speaking to us through as a team. And it's in Luke chapter 14. And it's a story of a man. And in this story, the man represents God. And he is preparing a banquet, a great banquet for many guests. And as the banquet is nearing being ready, he sends the servants out to gather in those who had already been invited. And they say, come now, everything is ready. It's time to come. Let's gather and celebrate. But those invited guests begin to make excuses. They're busy with property or with possessions or with family commitments. And so the servants come back and they tell the man, and the man hears about this. And so he sends the servants out once again. This time he sends them to go further to the poor and to the broken and to invite them in. And the servants go and they do just that, and they gather the poor and the broken, and they come back to the man and they say, we've done what you've asked, but there is still room at the banquet. And so the man sends them out again. He sends them this time to further away places, places outside of the city, in the country lanes and so on. And he says, find anyone. I want my house to be full. This banquet is for all people. And this story, it shows that God's heart extends out, always extending out to more and more people. His desire is to bring us all in together, people from all backgrounds, people who are poor, people who are broken, people who don't know about the banquet even or don't expect an invite. God says, go gather everyone. keep inviting wider. I want my house to be full for this great celebration. So in helping us to reach this complete vision of being both church and among the people, our second goal for this year is based around mission. And it's this: to respond enthusiastically to the call to go and reach those who don't yet know Jesus. And the evidence will be at least 100 stories of intentional connection, acts of courage or compassion, faith conversations, and so on with people outside of the church. Again, this is in some ways difficult to measure, but the best way that we can think of doing this is by gathering stories, collating stories. And so we are going to be reliant on each of you sending in your own stories of where you are doing this. Maybe it'll be the lunchtime that you spend with your work colleague listening to the hurts in their life. Maybe it'll be the decision that you make to join the running club so that you can meet more people who don't yet know Jesus. Maybe it'll be the heater that you deliver to your neighbour whose boiler is broken. It could be examples like these, which are simply displaying God's love through kindness and giving time and resources to people. Or maybe there'll be other times where you feel that you're able to go further and there's opportunities to specifically speak about Jesus and point people to Jesus. Maybe the offer of prayer that you make for the person you meet on the train that has an injury. Maybe it's sharing the three circles with your friend who, after many years, has finally asked, what is it that you actually believe? Maybe it'll be the Christian book that you give to a family member who is struggling with anxiety and worry. Maybe it'll be the invite that you give to someone to come along on a Sunday or to a small group. I don't know whether you think or feel that 100 stories of discipleship and 100 stories of mission is too many or too little to aim for. If you compare that to the number of stories that we currently receive and we currently tell, then that is a lot. But actually, if you break it down and you share those 100 stories of discipleship and 100 stories of mission between around 100 adults, it's actually only one story in each category for each of us. And to be honest, if that's as much as is happening amongst us, then that is a cause for concern. So the 100 is a figure to aim for. We're not too fixed on the numbers. If we hit 100 by Easter, then we will aim for more. So action point number two for you, please can I ask you to look for opportunities to display the love of Jesus to those outside of this church. And please will you send us your stories. Please will you tell us what is happening. Please will you tell us the big stories and what you think are little insignificant stories, because actually they're not. And those stories are going to help encourage others and will even spur others on to do the same things that you are doing. The third goal that this year we want to aim for is around the area of prayer. We want to aim that prayer continues to become increasingly central to our church life, evidenced by over 50 people joining in with each of our three prayer weeks this year. We know that our prayer life at Open Door is something that God has been developing and growing over the past year or two, and we're sure that this is something that He wants us to continue in. If prayer involves talking with and listening to God, you quickly see why it is so important when we realize as a church we want to hear His voice, we want to follow His lead, we want to ask Him for our town and for our nation to turn back to Him. And prayer happens around this church in lots of different ways. People pray personally. People pray in their families. People pray in teams on WhatsApp. We have prayer in our small groups. We have prayer in our serving teams. We have our weekly prayer meeting on Zoom at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. And from today at the Priory Centre, we've now got a team that is available to pray with people on a Sunday morning as they come in person to the Priory Centre. But in setting a goal for growing in prayer, it's hard to measure all of those things. And so we have chosen to focus in on our weeks of prayer as the measure that we want to particularly look at. Over the past year, the introduction of our weeks of prayer and worship have become significant times for us as a whole church, where we sort of down tools, where everything else in the church quietens down during those weeks, and we put our focus in extended time of prayer and worship with our Father. And we are committing to having three of those this week, one in each term. And the next one will run between February the 20th to February the 27th. They're the two Sundays on either end. There's going to be more details coming soon. It's going to be a mix of in-person and online options so that everyone can get involved. There's going to be times of prayer, times of worship. There's going to be space for the prophetic. We're going to be encouraging people to prayer walk around the town. We're even going to look to do a 24 hours of prayer through the night, using our prayer room at the Open Door Centre. And of course, if we don't pray, we've got to ask ourselves, how much can we really expect God to meet with us and God to use us? Because he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And he says, when you stay connected to me, you will bear much fruit. So we are making it our aim to have at least 50 people involved in that prayer week in February and each of the prayer weeks that we have later in the year. So action point number three, please, will you put those dates in your diary? Will you commit to joining in, being part of that in one way or another? One of the many options that will be available to you. Join in, be part of it. It's good to do that together. So we've covered growing together, we've covered mission, we've covered prayer. And those things very much involve all of us together in the church. They're goals that we can all join in with. We also this year want to set a couple of goals that we're going to be working on, maybe more behind the scenes, to help keep us healthy and keep us growing stronger as a church. And the first of those goals is around leadership. And we are saying that we want to strengthen and refresh this year our senior leadership teams by growing both our eldership and our trustee teams, and for two of our existing elders to take sabbaticals. Now, we've recently talked to you about the transition that has taken place in our trustees team, where long-standing trustees have moved on and Steve Bresnan and Stephen Selly have come onto that team. But we still desire to grow that team further, and so we're aiming to look to do that this year. And also, our elders team now has been established for some time as a team of three. And we just feel that the time is right to look to grow that team, to bring fresh gifting into the mix, to increase our capacity. And so we're going to work towards that this year, and we're going to be sharing more on that over the coming months. In addition, we have been planning for a while now as elders, for each of our elders to have the opportunity to take a sabbatical period of around 3 months. And for one reason and another, it just hasn't happened with the pandemic and so on. But a sabbatical period is a time to refresh. It's a time to re-envision. It's a time to visit other churches, perhaps, and to learn from what others are doing. And so initially this year, we're aiming for Tony and for myself, who have both been elders now for around 15 years, and neither of us have had a sabbatical before, that we will be looking to do that this year. So from Easter, around Easter, Tony through to sort of July and the summer, Tony will be looking to take a sabbatical. And then from the summer, after a little period of overlap from the summer and through into the autumn, I will be looking to do the same. And one of the things about leaders going on sabbaticals is it's not only good for them personally, but also it's good for the church. Because what happens is other people step up into the space that is created, and often new leaders emerge. And so we're expectant that that will be the case, and it'll be exciting to see what happens. And on that, it's worth mentioning as well that the development of our core leaders team, it's a group of around 13 or 14 people now, who over the past couple of years we've began to gather with more regularly, a range of people from around the church, means that there is strong leadership in place, which means that we will be well covered whilst others are away. The final goal, final vision goal that I want to talk to you about is around planning. And this is about developing a medium-term plan of how we want to move forward as church among the people over the next 2 to 3 years beyond 2022, including clear and cohesive goals across all our ministry areas and consideration of the type of buildings and facilities that we will need to enable a decision to be made on the future of the Open Door Centre. As helpful as it is to have plans and goals for this year, we realise that we need to look further ahead into the future. And we want to consider this year, what does it look like for us to head towards being church among the people over the next 2 to 3 years after that? And what does it mean specifically for different areas of the church? So with small groups, for example, how many small groups do we need? What type of small groups? How are we going to raise up leaders for those types of groups? What about our kids and our youth teams? What does the focus need to be on for those teams? How do we need to develop those teams? For our pastoral team, what does it look like to be pastorally taking responsibility in the church and out into the community as well? They're just examples of the kind of things that we want to give some consideration to. And alongside that, we also want to consider, what does it mean for the type of facilities and buildings that we require? And we have a big decision to make towards the end of this year with the Open Door Church Centre. Our lease is coming to an end and we have to decide whether we want to try to renegotiate that lease or whether we want to look to do something different and move elsewhere. And this obviously links into our desire that we've had for a long time now to have a building of our own. And so as we become clearer about the type of church that we want to be into the future, that has an impact on the types of buildings that we need to look at. And so even now, I think the journey that we've been on as a church, but also around us with the pandemic and so on, the types of buildings that we would be looking at now are different than the types of buildings that we would be looking at beforehand. And so we need to give some thought to that to be able to make that important decision as well with the Open Door Centre at the end of the year. And so in terms of action points for you guys watching in on this, the main thing really that I'm asking for these things, for leadership and for planning, is prayer. Please, will you pray for us? Will you pray for us as leaders? Will you pray for us to have clarity? Will you pray for us to have the resources, the creativity, the ideas for where God is leading us into the future? I really believe that as we head towards being church among the people, we can expect God to bless this vision. It is in line with his heart. It is what he has always intended, not just for us, but for the church as a whole. And I want to just mention again that we have a family meeting coming up on Sunday, the 30th of January in the evening. And that's going to be an opportunity to hear more, to ask questions, for us to receive feedback. And I would really encourage you, as part, if you are part of this church, to get involved with that, to be involved in that. And I want to end with a challenge for us, because the call to follow Jesus comes at a cost. When the disciples first said yes to Jesus, their lives were disrupted. They left their nets. They walked away from life as they knew it into a new way of life. Those invited at first to the banquet were slow to respond. They made excuses about other things that they were doing. And so they missed out on the banquet that was prepared. And God is inviting us all into what he is doing, but each of us needs to make a response. Each of us needs to choose to get involved, to join a group, to send our stories in, to devote ourselves to prayer and to come along to our prayer weeks and so on. The call to be church amongst the people will disrupt us. It will cost us. We will have to reprioritize our time. It's not just about fitting, following Jesus in around other things. He is calling us to make this the first goal in our life, to follow him and the things that he desires. And we mustn't come into this expecting that it's going to be comfortable or convenient. There will be times when we feel out of our depth and stretched and that we're having to make sacrifices. There will be times when we have to serve hard, not just because we enjoy using our gifts, but because things just need doing. There'll be times where we need to show devotion and courage. There'll be an impact on our finances. But after all, it is Jesus that we are following. He is our example and he gave his life for us. And so I hope you agree. He is worth giving our all to in response to his love. Let me pray for us as we finish. Thank you, Father God, that you call us to give our lives to you, and you're calling us as a church to be church among the people. I want to pray that you would help us to move forward into that this year. Will you help us to grow together, to love one another, to be disciples together, learning more about who Jesus is and stepping out in obedience and living for him? Would you help us to be effective in our mission to those who don't yet know you? That would be central to each of us in our own lives. We wouldn't just leave it to other people, but it would be something that as a church, as a whole, we would step into more and more. Father, would you give us a greater desire again to pray? I pray for that prayer week coming up in February, Lord, that many people will come together and join in with that as we call out to you and get extended time with you. Father, we pray for decisions that need to be made around leaders and planning and buildings. God, would you show us the way? God, would you lead us by your Holy Spirit? Father, we ask, would you help us? I pray for each person watching this. Father, would you help them to know what is the part they can play in this? Father, what is it that you're asking them to do? What is the next step that you're giving for them personally? And Father, I pray, would you come and send your Holy Spirit so that each of us can step fully into that? We thank you, Lord God, for who you are and for all that you have done. Amen.